This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. نستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. We extol the greatness of Allah and we praise Allah Almighty God for His blessings and bounties and graces which He's bestowed upon us. We are commemorating through the Hajj that this gathering commemorates the culmination of the life and times of our great spiritual patriarch, Ibrahim, or Abraham, alayhi salam, peace upon him. Abraham was a giant whose story and whose lives, many aspects of it are mentioned in the Quran. We want to mention a few things from what our Lord relates about or from concerning Abraham alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanitan lillah hanifan wa lam yakun min al-mushrikeen. That Abraham was an ummah. For now, for the purposes of translation, we will say a nation unto himself. A very literal translation. He was strictly devoted or strictly and dutiful to his Lord. Qanita wa lam hanifa. Qanita lillah. He was deeply devoted to God, strictly committed to monotheism, and he was not amongst the idolaters. So Abraham planted the seed of monotheism deeply into the soil of the human garden so that we could flourish under the shade of the gifts that monotheism has given to humanity. We just want to focus on the ummah. Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanita lillah. That Ibrahim was an ummah. An ummah, many meanings. One, he was a leader. Ummah and Imam are from the same roots. Alif, Mim, Mim. Alif, A, M, M. Imam, Ummah. Ibrahim was a leader. And to be a leader at the point in time that he lived, when amongst his people there was not a single person saying, La ilaha illallah, there's no God but God. There was not a single person that he knew who was saying, La ilaha illallah. So he had to call them to monotheism. He had to call them to the purity of the worship of the oneness and the one God, the oneness of God and the worship of that one unique God. It took courage, brothers and sisters. It took courage. And courage is a quality that is especially prevalent amongst young people. Young people have nothing to lose. So it's fitting that Abraham, he first displayed his courage as a young man. So when his people, they went away and returned and found that the idols of stone and rocks and other material things that they made, and they worshiped those things that they made with their very own hands, Ibrahim destroyed them except the largest one amongst them. And when he inquired, they inquired, he said, the largest one, he did it, to just show them how imbecilic their belief was. Anyway, our Lord relates in the Quran concerning this episode, and it's related in many places. قَالُوا مَنْ فَعَلَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. They said, who has done this to our idols? Verily, he is an oppressor. قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا فَتًا يَذْكُرُهُمْ يُقَالُ لَهُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. They said, we heard a young man, فَتًا. سَمِعْنَا فَتًا يَذْكُرُهُمْ. We heard a young man conspiring against them. He's called Abraham. So as a young man, he smashed the idols. We ask all of our young people here, both young in age and young at heart. So that includes everyone. The ones who aren't young in age are still young at heart. How much courage do we have to dedicate to smashing the idols that we find all around us? And perhaps the greatest idol in our day and time is the idol of the self. The worship of the self. As one documentarian described the 20th century, the century of the self. The century that gave birth to all of these atheistic movements where people reject the worship of God and substitute that innate need to worship something with the worship of the self, with the worship of their clothes, with the worship of money. Taysa abdul dinari wa abdul dirhami wa abdul khamisa. Ruined is the worshiper of money and the worshiper of clothing, the worshiper of the self. Brothers and sisters, we must smash these idols. The idol of materialism, the idol of militarism, the idol of the self. We must smash these idols, brothers and sisters, so that our future generations can have the opportunity to get in touch with themselves. And ummah, inna Ibrahima kana ummatan qanitan lillah, and ummah is also a repository of moral virtue. So an ummah might contain a person known for their courage. Oh, this brother is so courageous. Or a person who's known for their generosity. Oh, that sister, she is so generous. Or a person that's known for their fidelity. That person, they're so faithful. Ibrahim or Abraham combined with him in himself the qualities that were epitomized in many separate and disparate individuals. The challenge for us, brothers and sisters, in a day and time when morals and ethics are being belittled, when people take pride in being vulgar, when people take pride in being stingy, when altruism by the followers of the likes of Ayn Rand is ridiculed as a human weakness, we are the people who must stand up and demonstrate that it is a human virtue. It's a human virtue that provides us the foundation to build a better world for ourselves and for our future generations. For that better world will only come into being, brothers and sisters, when we are caring people and we are sharing people and we are loving people and we are merciful people and we are generous people and we are brave and courageous people. We are faithful people. We are loyal people. That is the foundation for the betterment of our world, and not as opposite as so many are claiming. As the great Egyptian poet Ahmed Shawqi reminded us, إِنَّمَا الْأُمَمُ الْأَخْلَاقُ مَا بَقِيَتْ وَإِنْهُمُ ذَهَبَتْ أَخْلَاقُهُمْ ذَهَبُوا. That nations are none other than the moral systems that support them. And when their morality goes, they will soon follow. We are the people who join hands with others. Just as Abraham, he's the patriarch of our Muslim community, but he's also the patriarch of the Christian community and the Jewish community. And this is a reminder of how important it is for us to join hands with all those like-minded individuals who see the virtue of monotheism, who see the virtue of sound moral and ethics, to join hands with them to provide a bulwark against the forces of immorality, to provide a fortress to defend humanity against the assaults of the barbarians of incivility, against the barbarians of war, against the barbarians of division, against the barbarians who would have humanity suffer for their own selfish gain. May Allah bless us to be courageous like Abraham, alayhi salam, peace upon him. And in concluding the first part of the khutbah, we remind you of the words of the poet, simple words of profound import concerning the youthful, young, courageous person. He said, "Laysa al-fata man qala kana abi, walakin al-fata man qala ha ana dha." That a courageous young person isn't one who says, "My forefathers did this and that." So as Muslims, we shouldn't be people who say, "Oh, Muslims, we built the Al-Hamra, we built the Taj Mahal, we built the Qubbat al-Sakhra, we built the Masjid al-Aqsa, we built the Red Mosque, we built the Blue Mosque, we built the Green Mosque." No, a courageous one, young person is one who stands up and says, "Here I am, and I'm going to build something in my day, in my time, with my skill and my ability and my dedication." ليس الفتى من قال كان أبي ولكن الفتى من قال ها أنا ذا أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين يا قوم استغفر الله. الله أكبر 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 ولله الحمد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا ورسولنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Brothers and sisters, this is our day. Our country is calling out to us. The world is calling out to us. Amongst the great, great virtues that Ibrahim epitomized is the virtue of brotherhood and sisterhood, is the virtue of looking at the human being and judging the human being. To paraphrase the words of the great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., not based on the color of their skin, but by the based on the content of their character. Ibrahim married Hajar, who was from Egypt, a woman of African descent, alayhi salam, and she was the mother of Ismail. So Sarah was the mother of Ishaq or Isaac. Brothers and sisters, Abraham displayed tremendous courage throughout his life and tremendous confidence in God. Just as when he left his wife and small child in that barren, forsaken valley in the scorching Arabian sun. He had confidence that God will provide for them, and God did provide. He had the courage to follow his conviction. He had the courage to follow the ways that God instructed him. Brothers and sisters, we need courage as we go forth in our lives, with our lives in this day and time. We need courage in the face of resurgent racism to say that no, racism has no validity with us, because we were all created as brothers and sisters from a single parent. And if we go set of parents, rather, and if we go back far enough, that set of parents is Adam and Eve. Adam and Hawa. Adam and Eve. All of us, whether we're black, whether we're white, whether we're red, brown, yellow, polka dot, purple, whatever. If we are a human being, we are the children of Adam. And Adam was created from the soil. Kullukum min Adama wa Adama wa Adamu min Turab. All of you are the descendants of Adam, and Adam is from the earth. That is our message to our nation, as racial tensions and racial prejudice and bigotry threatens to cast us back 50 years or further into the past. We must be the people saying, no, we are going forward. And we're going forward with an Abrahamic vision. We're going forward with a Muhammadan vision. And that vision, as our Prophet told us, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, peace and blessings of God upon him, inna Allah la yanzuru ila qulubikum, inna Allah la yanzuru ila suwarikum wa amwalikum, walakin yanzuru ila qulubikum wa amalikum. That Almighty God doesn't look at your physical forms. God doesn't care if you're black or white. God doesn't care if you're brown or yellow. God doesn't care if you're red or any shade or any mixture or combination of all of those. God doesn't care if you're rich or poor. God doesn't look at your skin color. God doesn't look at your hair texture. God doesn't look at your eye color. God doesn't look at your height. God doesn't look at your weight. God doesn't look at your bank account. God doesn't look at your stock portfolio. God doesn't look at what you have or don't have. God looks at your hearts and he looks at your deeds. So our challenge is to make sure that our hearts are pure and that our deeds are sound. That is our message to our country, amongst other things. Our Lord tells us in the Quran, as we mentioned previously in part, Inna ya ayyuhan nas, addressing humanity, all of us, regardless of our religions, our colors, or our creeds. Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha, waj'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arufu, inna akramukum inda Allahi atqakum, inna Allahi alimun khabir. O humanity, verily we have created you from a single couple, a male and female, and then we made you into nations and tribes in order that you may recognize in each other the creative power of God. not that you may hate and despise and look down on one another. We look up to each other. We look up to each other as a creation of our Lord. We look up to each other as the crown of God's creation. We look up to each other as an individual, each and every one of us, regardless of who we are, who's been ennobled by our Lord. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. We look up to each other as dignified, noble human beings. This is our message. This is our calling in this day and in this time. And the most noble of you, إِنَّ أَكْرَمُكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The most noble of you is the one who is most mindful of God. Brothers and sisters, may we be blessed like Abraham to be mindful of God. May we be blessed to be courageous people. May we be blessed like Abraham to be people who understand we have a mission. We have a mission to bring to humanity. We have a message to bring to humanity, that we're not just feathers floating in the breeze. Whichever way the breeze blows, there we go. If the breeze of this intellectual fad blows, there we go, we're communists. If the breeze of this intellectual fad goes, or philosophical fad comes, there we go, we're deconstructionalists. If the breeze of this of that intellectual fad goes, there we go, blowing like a feather in the wind. No, we are rocks in the face of the tsunami. We are rocks in the face of the tsunami. We are strong people who stand firm, firm upon our principles, firm upon our belief, firm upon our confidence that we have something great to offer to our nation, to our communities, and that we will stand firm against those who would try to define us in ways that contradict the beautiful message that we have to convey. Brothers and sisters, let us raise our hands in prayer. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimin wal muslimat wal mu'minin wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا افرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا افرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وتوفنا مسلمين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والغنى والعفاف والمغفرة. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا بها جنتك، ومن اليقين ما يهون علينا مصائب الدنيا، ومتعنا بأسمائنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافنا خافك ولا يرحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. يا الله، Almighty God, we ask you that you make this gathering of ours a gathering that's filled and enveloped by your mercy, and our departure from it one that goes under your protective grace. We ask you, Ya Allah, that you bless us to be people of courage, that you bless us to be people of wisdom, that you bless us to be people of restraint, that you bless us to be people of compassion, that you bless us to be people of mercy, that you bless us to be people of understanding, people of empathy and people of sympathy. Ya Allah, we ask you that you bless us to make a positive contribution to our communities, to our neighborhoods, to our cities, to our states, to our country, to our world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask that you have your mercy and your gentleness envelops the people who have been afflicted in Texas and other regions by the storm that has been sent to test them. May they remain steadfast in their faith. May the hands of compassion be extended from those who are blessed to have the resources to assist their fellow human beings. May they extend the hand of mercy to them. May they extend the hand of assistance to them. May they extend the hand of love and concern and dedication to them. May we all be blessed to contribute to a safer and saner world. May we bless to stand in the face of the provocation of the provocateurs who would divide us, who would instill hatred in our hearts towards each other, who would seek to undermine the messages of peace and goodwill that all of our religious communities teach. May those messages shine like the welcome sun after a storm that brings darkness, that brings destruction of hatred and envy and bigotry and all of the negative characteristics. May those clouds of negativity be dispelled and dispersed and broken and up and driven away by the sun of truth, by the sun of compassion, by the sun of understanding, by the sun of brotherhood, and the sun of sisterhood, and the sun of charity, and the sun of mercy, and the sun of love. May we be those suns that shine upon the world, just as the sun of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam shone upon this world and instilled us with a virtuous example. May we follow that example. May we be those that our Prophet represented. Ya ayyuhan nabi, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allahi bi'idhnihi wa sirajan munira. May we be those who are witnesses through our character, witnesses through our virtue, witnesses through our devotion, witnesses through our dedication to God. May we be those who give glad tidings to people that things don't have to be the way they are, that things can be better when we decide to make them better. May we be warners that if our greed and the corruption and the incivility and the hatreds that are being stoked and the divisions, if those are kindled and allowed to fester, they will tear us apart. We have to warn against those things. We have to be those who call to the way of God, وَدَعْيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ, who call to the way of God, وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. And like Abraham, and like all of the prophets, like Moses, and David, and Jesus, Muhammad, all of the messengers of God, they were shining lights in a world that sometimes can be dark. In the absence of the prophets, may we be blessed to be those shining lights who illuminate the path for each other, and we illuminate the path for those who are astray, illuminate the path of hope for those who have given up hope, illuminate the path of mercy for those who just see a lack of mercy all around them. May we be those suns. May we be those shining lamps. May we be those fires of warmth and light that light the way for others and that provide the fuel to light the wicks of every candle that may be dipped into our light. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Wa lillahi alhamd. Eid Mubarak. Kul aam wa antum bi khair. We want to remind everyone, go to the ICNA relief booth. They're collecting to bring relief for those who have suffered at the hands of Hurricane Harvey, those who were forced to evacuate, those who are in shelters. Help ICNA relief to help those who are suffering. Brothers and sisters, Eid Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.